Welcome to this episode of Talking Rotary. I'm Peter Tong, and I'm a member of the Rotary Club of Winnipeg-Charleswood.
And I am Mandy Kwasnika, past president and also a member of the Rotary Club of Winnipeg-Charleswood. We are so happy you have joined us. Peter and I are so excited for this new podcast and thankful to our many listeners. Let's start talking Rotary.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Talking Rotary. I'm Peter Tong, and I'm meeting with Gary Ananda. He's the president of the Rotary Club of Ganache in Nairobi, Kenya. Gary, how are you?
I'm fine, Peter. Glad to be here. How are you?
Good. I'm glad to have you here. So let's start off, Gary, if you would, to tell us a little bit about Kenya and Nairobi, because we have listeners from all over the world and some folks may not be familiar.
Okay, so Kenya is a country in the east of Africa with a little over 57 million in population. Nairobi is the capital city where our club is based. So at the moment, for us, it's sort of summer. It's quite hot. So it's just from the holidays, so resuming work and school. At this point in time,
right.
And Rotary Club of Gashie is based on the west part of Nairobi along Limuru Road. We meet on Trademark at Trademark Hotel on Mondays from 6:30.
Right.
We are barely a young club of 35 members. We were chartered in 2018.
Okay.
And in terms of the membership, 50% are women. 40 are men. I think there's something we need to do about that.
Right. Yeah, that's
and,
great.
And we are happy. Yes, it is. And we are happy to have members with diverse classifications, ranging from project management, data analysis, to fashion designers. So that is what your club will share for you.
Right. And so it's a relatively young club, but you appear to have lots of good things on the go. I understand that you're well into a global water sanitation and hygiene grant. You want to tell me about that project?
Yeah, sure, Peter. So this is actually our first global grant ever as a club. And it's actually one of the largest grants in our district. So basically, the WASH, Water Sanitation and Hygiene, it's a project we're implementing in the western part of the country. So what we are doing is we are targeting 37 schools and 70 healthcare facilities. So as a club, we look at WASH as a three-legged stool, meaning you can't do water without sanitation and hygiene. So the three depend on each other. So what you do in a school is we come in, look at the existing sanitation block that is there. We do improvements. So there's a technology we use. We sell sato pans because most of the schools in Kenya in the public sector do have pit latrines. So we do come in and install sato pans, safe toilet. So
right.
The sato pans help to do away the flies, kill the odor smell. And then we renovate the existing sanitation block. We do a new roofing, we paint it all around. And then it comes to the water section, we do rainwater harvesting. And we also install enough water tanks so that the school can have enough water storage.
Right.
On the other part of the hygiene, of course, there's also hand washing stations that we also give the school. And also we provide them with microfilter, which they're able to filter the water they drink so that they can have safe drinking water. And then on the menstrual hygiene management, we're able to set aside a room whereby girls can come in during their menses and probably do their thing there, because most of the schools do not have enough infrastructure to cater for that. So it's sort of a forgotten item in many schools. And what happens is these schools will act as the demo centers for the schools nearby. the area that we actually do the project implementation. And yes.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So what we do is that we use local artisans. We actually train them on the installation of these equipments, so that at the end of the day, in case there's any repairs that needs to be done, the school will not look for us in Nairobi. So they'll actually look for the local artisans within their community who can actually come in and be able to do the repairs. So this is sort of an income incentive for them. At the same time, we've also been able to train community watch promoters, because we believe, let's not come and solve the problem at the school, and then when the kids go back home, they still have to drink dirty water. So what we do is we've trained community health promoters who actually go around the community to actually talk to the parents, talk to the villagers about clean water, about sanitation, about rainwater harvesting, so that we can make sure the project actually is all around. So, and we've had quite a number of successes, because by doing that, we've had reduced cases of illnesses. Of course, that means no absenteeism, and then pupils no longer have to drink unfiltered water. And since we have safe and clean materials, there's risk of any communicable diseases. Mm-hmm. Then, of course, there's that general individual dignity that is restored. At least a kid, when they go to school, they know they have clean toilets. So
right.
There's also no odor smell, so there's less smells and flies around the toilet area. And so that is a school bit. So we also do...
Gary, before you go on to the next, I want to talk a little bit more about the school project, okay? I'm curious about some of the things you brought up. So let's talk first a little bit about, you said that there was a water collection system as part of this. Is it, how do you do the water collection? Just barrels, or is it more complicated than that?
No, it's pretty much simple because the reason why we chose the pilots to be on that part of the country is because it actually rains throughout the year. So what we do is we install the gutters on the roof. We install the gutters, right, and then we pipe them to the tank that we provide to the school. So the water collected is actually from the rainwater. So some schools are lucky enough to probably have tap water, but probably they may not have enough storage. So right, depending on the population of the school, we are able to calculate what amount of water do they use in a week. So we're able to provide enough storage for that. So the rainwater collection is pretty much simple. We just install the gutters on the roofs, then they're piped to the tanks.
Well, it works. You might as well use what nature gives you, right?
Yeah, sure.
Now, the other thing I'm curious about is I assume with upgraded toilet facilities or whatever, you have more success on keeping girls in school.
Yes, we do. And not only girls, even the boys. Right. So there's actually a good attendance from the reports that you've been getting from the school.
Super. And how many schools are we talking about as part of the global grant?
So the schools currently are 37 schools.
Wow.
So with a population average of around 350.
Okay.
In each school. Yes. So how we did this project is because it's quite massive. We were able to break it down into phases. So the first phase, we had 10 schools and 20 healthcare facilities. Second phase, similar. So right now, we've actually completed the third phase. So we're on to the fourth phase, which is the final phase of the project. And then in this particular, so if you do a ratio of an average of 350 children per school, and also for the healthcare facilities, we talk about 200 patients that we get to visit the healthcare facilities. So that basically translates to about over 5,000 people that we've been able to impact in our first phase alone. So, and then with the now having the community watch promoters, we estimate the impact at the moment currently to be over 20,000 in the population in that area of the country.
Wow, that's fantastic. Out of a single Rotary Club, that's pretty amazing. Now, the other thing I want to talk about, we talked a little bit about water and sanitation in the surrounding communities. As part of that, I know you do an education piece, but do you provide any water filtering or any of that for the communities?
So what happens with the community? We have in terms of the water filters, we try to sensitize them the importance of drinking safe water.
Okay.
So the organization that you're working with, which is called Aquaclara, they are the implementing partner. Mm-hmm. So we have those community filters that you've actually been able to give to the community, but then right. We also encourage at least them to be able to have some sense of ownership. So the organization has quite cheap. I can say cheap because it's less than $10 to $15. The filters they're called household filters. They can actually put in their houses. So there's an arrangement, sort of a payment plan with the community that you can actually acquire this product, be able to pay it over a certain period of time, because we believe when somebody puts in money into something, there's that some sense of ownership. Instead of giving them for free, they may not be able to take care of that item. So put in something little, and then you'll be able actually to have that sense of ownership. So you'll be able to take care of this equipment so that you can be able to serve it for quite a long time.
Right, and then because there's a financial investment, then there's a real investment in continuing on and making it work as well, I assume.
Yeah, sure, there is.
Yeah, that's amazing. Now, I had interrupted you. You were going on to tell me about another project. So let's talk about that.
Okay, so with the Global Grant, I might have missed it. So in the Global Grant, we have actually 27 Rotary clubs that have actually contributed money.
Okay.
The project is worth $201,000. And our international partner club is Rotary Club of Lacey, which is based in Olympia in the United States. And we also have other clubs in Oregon, in France, in Austria, and in Germany. So this was a partnership that has brought all these seven clubs on board. That is why now, as Rotary Club of Lacey being the primary implementing partner, so we're able actually to actualize this project. So, a global grant is a bit complex because we have a team of, now being a Rotarian, you're a volunteer. So we actually have a subcommittee made up of the five members from the club. We've been doing weekly meetings for the last 2 years, every week, every Thursday.
Right.
For us, just to make sure everything is implemented as we had indicated. So it's not Rotary Club of Gashi alone that have been able to make this a success. So I thank the other Rotary Club that have been part of this, and also the members of Rotary Club of Gashi for coming through to make this project a success. And in our last district conference assembly, our club actually won an award for the best grant that is managed and reported well in our district. So out of 120 clubs, we managed the best.
That's fantastic.
That is something. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. That's something to be very proud of for sure. The whole project is now. I understand that there's some other projects that are related to this as well. Do you want to tell me a little bit about those?
Yes. So for this particular global grant, it's quite far from Nairobi. It's I think roughly 350 kilometers. So what we've tried to do in our community now, which is closer home. We've copied the same model for the wash in a school nearby. Mm-hmm. So we're able to actually renovate an existing sanitation block for girls. There were 20 numbers. So it was really in a bad situation. And when you approach the school, of course, the initial request was, can you build for us a new one? We let this one just stay there because we don't think we can use it again. So we told them, let's first assess the block as it is. And we found out actually with a bit of repair and the model that you've actually applied in the global grant, if we do it the same here, it will actually work. And that's what we did last year. And we actually managed to hand it over during the Global Handwashing Day, which was on the 15th of October, 2022. Right now, the surrounding schools around the area have actually adapted the same model. So they've been able also to be able to get the starter pans and have them installed in the schools, in their schools nearby. Which was pretty good, if you ask me. Huh?
No, that's fantastic. I mean, it just continues to grow.
Did you know that ShelterBox doesn't pack aid into their sturdy green boxes ahead of time? ShelterBox has been continually improving aid to best support families, and certain type of aids doesn't always fit into the traditional box. Indeed, the empty box and aid are shipped separately, which is cheaper, saves space, and can clear customs much easier. This means that more humanitarian aid can be shipped in higher volumes at a lower cost, ultimately resulting in being able to support more families. If you want to learn more, please check us out at shelterbox.org.
This might be a bold question for me, but as your global grant finishes its third phase, what's next for the Rotary Club?
So what next for Rotary Club Mogashie? So what we're doing is, after the third phase, you're embarking on the fourth phase. And then once you're done with this particular pilot, so we have plans to actually apply for another global grant for a similar project, but then we bring it closer home. Because in public schools in our country, Kenya, most of schools, their sanitation is pretty bad. And right. It needs a lot of investment. It's something that Rotary Club Rogeshe cannot do it alone. So we need to hold hands, involve as many Rotary Clubs as we can, also the stakeholders, which is the community, the government, so that we can be able to do something about it.
Right.
So it's not the end of the road. So we are actually going on the second phase, and hopefully we'll have that fourth, fifth phase as we move along.
That's fantastic. It's nice to see a plan going forward, and you're having such an impact. So the club, I guess I could say, has kind of found its calling or its niche, right?
Yes, we have.
Now, walk me through a little bit, if you can. How did your young club decide to take on a project of this scale?
I gotta say it's luck. Because I think initially the project was to go to another club, which is at least a more senior club than us. But then right. They happened to have a lot of grants they implemented. So they were like, we can't take connection.
Right.
So then it was actually a referral that like there's a Rotary club that has come up. It's quite new. They barely 2 years old, but I think they are with us. So when they came in. So we had to start from scratch. So we had to do all the needs assessment, the preparation of the documentation, upload it in my Rotary Grant Center, then send it to TRF. So I can say it was my luck, and I'm happy that it came to our desk, because the model of the project that you're actually implementing is quite unique. I haven't seen it in our district. And it's something that I've seen also other clubs getting curious about it, and they also want to adapt the same. And their progress
moving forward. Sure, I think it's quite remarkable for a relatively young club to take on something of this scale. That's really fantastic. So, because we're talking to other Rotary clubs around the world, what's the most important lesson that you learned going through this project?
There's quite a number. I can single out one. Yeah, so first of all, in terms of diversity in a club is very key in terms of classifications, because in this global grant, because now being Rotary money, we have to make sure it's used in a manner that goes with the guidelines from the Rotary Foundation. So the fact that we have people with background in project management, people with accounting backgrounds, analysts in the club. So they're able to bring their skills to the grant and actually help it make it better in terms of implementation and also overseeing the project. And also apart from that is that I believe as Rotarians, we should be able to give to the foundation, because that's why we're able to get a huge chunk of money as a grant to implement these projects. And one thing that actually stood out in this particular grant is when you see those kids enjoying the facilities that Rotary has provided to them, you look at the smile in their faces. That gave me fulfillment. I feel like now this is my purpose. They don't know me, they don't know where I come from, they've never seen me, but we come and do something in the community, the kids are happy about it, because remember, this is the future generation to come. So let's do something positive about them so that they'll be able to become better leaders in years of the future. And actually also, we get to spread the Rotary word around.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic. And I'm going to repeat something that you said, because I think it's so vital, and that is contributing to the Rotary Foundation is what's allowed things like this grant to happen. So I'm just going to repeat that, because I'm a big supporter of the foundation, and that lets me get my plug in there too. So, but you're so right. It has such an impact. Now, if there are Rotary clubs or Rotarians listening to this podcast, and they want to help with these projects, how can they do that?
So if there's any, of course, they can through my Rotary. Of course, we've been able to share our projects in my Rotary, mm-hmm. and then we have our email address. You can be able to reach out to us directly, mm-hmm. and also they can be able also to check our website, which is www.rotarygashie.org. Okay. And look at what you've been doing, because not only you're doing this grant, but we have quite a number of projects. Others in the basic education, disease prevention, and now WASH. So we are looking for partnership, because we believe in the world we live right now, we're not able to do these things alone. Coming together, pulling those little resources together, we'll be able to achieve a lot. We have a Swahili saying that goes like this: haba na haba ujaza kibaba. So if I do a direct translation, it means little by little, it fills the brim. So whatever little money that you have, let's bring it together. It could be $10, $5, but then if it's quite a number of clubs, we're able to do something meaningful about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Okay, Gary, is there anything else that we haven't talked about that we should talk about?
So there's also a project that is also key to our club, digital literacy, because as you believe, that is the future which all, literally everybody is going, is heading mm-hmm. to. And we found out that most of the schools nearby our community don't have digital equipment, like a basic computer that kids can actually be able to learn about it. Because some kids, as far as grade 8, grade 7, some of them, yes, they're out of a computer, they've seen it, but they don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. And these are kids that you want them to come and compete in this world. So we've been able to install 2 digital libraries in primary schools within our community. Nice. And this has been necessitated by partnerships. So we've been able to partner with one of the leading telecom companies in Kenya, Safaricom. And they were able to give us the machines. So we're able to provide the infrastructure, and the school now has a digital library. Same to a second school called Mongoya Primary. We were also able to partner with another company called Matus, and they were able to bring in the equipment and then come together, and the kids right now get to enjoy their computer lessons.
Possibilities are all around us. We see potential in unexpected places. And when we share our knowledge, vision, and connections, we turn great ideas into action. Together, we can make real change happen. We're Rotary. We are people of action. Get involved today at rotary.org/action.
Now, is this at the primary school level?
Yes, this is a primary school level.
Oh, cool. Nice. That's perfect. Gary, thank you so much for this.
All right. Thank you so much, Pete, for giving us this platform. And we are glad to share about Rotary and spread the Rotary world to everybody.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us on another great episode of Talking Rotary. We would love to hear from you. Please send us your comments and story ideas, and you can share with us easily by sending us an email at feedback@talkingrotary.org. Let's keep talking Rotary.